Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The books of the New Testament specifically this quarter, haven't we? We've been learning Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We've gone through all the books. So now what we're going to do is we're going to practice it. This week we are going to just go through the books of the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation. We're just going to review them. So I want you to say it with me as we go through the books, and we're going to go through it twice every day. All right, here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Here's the T's. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Great job. Let's do it one more time. We're going to do it every other one. So I'll go first and then you go. And I won't give you any clues, okay? Matthew, Luke, Acts, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, your turn, Philemon, James, your turn, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, your turn, Revelation. Excellent job. Good. We're going to continue learning those and reviewing those every single day. And you're going to get really, really good at them so that pretty soon you'll be able to say it super duper fast. Let's go ahead and get started with our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are continuing the story of Jesus spending time with his disciples right before he died. This is Thursday night. He would die on Friday. It was getting closer and closer. Do you think Jesus was concerned about himself? No, he was concerned about his disciples. Before we get started with the lesson study, though, let's pause and have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, come into our hearts and help us to be able to understand more and more of what you want to teach us. Help our relationship with you to become stronger. Amen. I want you to guess the story, okay? I'm going to say some key words, and I want you to guess the story from the Bible. Are you ready? Here's a key word: packed and ready to go. Can you think of a story? Packed and ready to go. A trip or a journey. Sense of fear, trepidation. Here's a couple of ones that'll probably give it away. Angel of death. blood on the doorpost. Lamb. What Bible story do all of these key words have in common? Can you think of it? Well, I want you to keep thinking about it, and we'll come back to it in a little bit. 13 people were gathered around a table in an upstairs room of a home in Jerusalem. They were there to eat a special meal that the Israelites celebrated every year. Who were the people? Why was the meal special? Let's look it up, because the Bible tells us. Luke chapter 22, verse 8 through 14. Whew, that's a lot. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Luke chapter 22. Once you find chapter 22, then we're going to look down and find verse 8. And we're going to read 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. But did you know that instead of saying all those verses, we shorten it and we say Luke 22, 8 through 14. That means we start at 8 and we read all the verses through 14, including verse 14. So here we go. Luke chapter 22, verses 8 through 14. We're going to read all those verses in between. What do they say?
And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat." So they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare?" And he said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house which he enters. Then you shall say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large furnished upper room. There make ready." So they went and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him.
They were preparing for the Passover feast. Do you know what the Passover feast was? Well, it was a celebration of the first Passover. Kind of like, you know how when you were born on what we call your birthday. It was the day that you were born, that your mom gave birth to you. So you were born on your birthday. Well, every year we celebrate, or your parents or your family celebrate your birthday, that you've lived another year of life. It's kind of like that for the Passover. Every year the Jews would celebrate the Passover. That first Passover supper had been many hundreds of years before, on the night that God freed the Israelites from being slaves to the cruel Egyptians. That night, the angel of death passed over the homes of the Israelites because they had sprinkled the blood of the Passover lamb on the door frames of their homes. Their firstborn children were safe. Remember the guessing game at the beginning of the lesson? I said, packed and ready to go, a trip or a journey, a sense of fear or trepidation, the angel of death, the blood on the doorpost, the lamb. Those all describe key words from this story, from the very first Passover, when the Israelites were getting ready to leave Egypt. God had told the Israelites to kill a lamb and take its blood and paint it on the doorpost or around the door, so that when the angel of death went by, if it saw that blood, then it knew not to go in there. That blood was pointing forward to Jesus, who is the Lamb of God. He would die to take away our sins, to save us from death. The oldest child in every Egyptian home that didn't have the blood on the doorpost, they died that night. Let's look at Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, verse 23, and then we're going to read verse 24. Exodus is the second book of the entire Bible. It's the second book in the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus. So go back to the first book of the Bible, find Genesis, and then go a little bit further and you should find Exodus. Exodus chapter 12, verse 23. Exodus. Then we're going to find chapter 12. It's kind of towards the middle of the book of Exodus. And then once you find 12, then look for those little numbers. And we're going to find verse 23. If you need a little more time, you can pause the recording. And then when you're ready, we can press play again. Here's what it says.
For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you.
In verse 24, God tells the Israelites that they are to observe this. It's something that they are to do every year so that they can remember how God had preserved them and God had taken care of them. They can remember that lamb that was sacrificed to save them from death. And that's what Jesus did for them. On that night so long ago, every Israelite family was ready to leave Egypt. They had their sandals on their feet, and they hurried as they ate the Passover meal. But did you know that everything was very different in Jesus' time when he and his disciples celebrated the Passover? They ate without having to hurry. In fact, because they were not in a hurry to leave like they were leaving Egypt, they would eat the Passover meal at a low table with couches and cushions, so they would lay back and they would rest or they would relax as they ate it. There was no need to hurry, so they would rest, and then their feet would be away from the table, so their head and their arms would be up close, laying on these couches, and their feet would be away from the table, and that way the servants could go around and wash everyone's feet. Always before, Passover feasts had been special times for Jesus and his disciples because they could quietly talk together without many other people listening. But this time, it was different. Jesus was very sad and he was very troubled about something. Do you know why he was sad and why he was troubled? Because the disciples were quarreling among themselves. Oh no, not out loud. They weren't saying, hey, you need to let me be the best. No, it was in their looks and in their attitude. They were jealous because James and John had their mother go and ask Jesus to give them the best place. Well, and then Judas, he wanted the best place. He was trying to sit as close as he could next to Jesus. You have John on one side of Jesus and Judas on the other side, and everyone else is trying to get the best position, and they're kind of looking at each other suspiciously. It reminds me of our two dogs. We have two dogs. Their names are Zeke and River. Zeke and River love each other, and they play together, and they have so much fun together. But when it's time to eat, all of a sudden things change. They each have their bowl of dog food, and when we feed them, they each go to their spot. But if one gets done first and comes over to the other, guess what that one does? Well, if it's River, she stops eating, she keeps her nose in the dish, she looks at Zeke out of the corner of her eye, and she growls a mean and vicious growl. Leave me alone. Don't come near my food. And then the same thing happens with Zeke. If he's laying there eating his food and River gets done first and she comes over to Zeke, guess what he does? He keeps his nose in the dish. He doesn't move, but you can see his back get stiff and he's glaring at her out of the corner of his eyes and he's suspicious and he's angry and he starts growling at her. Grrr. And she kind of looks at him and then she turns and slinks away. That's kind of like what was happening with the disciples. They wanted the best place. They wanted to be the best in Jesus' kingdom. But little did they know, the next few hours, things were going to go very, very differently. We're going to find out how Jesus helped them to see the way that they were acting was being mean and selfish and that it was wrong. But before we go, I want to ask you something. Have you ever been jealous or angry or upset with somebody, maybe in your family? What do we need to do when we have those feelings? When we feel angry or annoyed or really upset, what do we need to do? Oftentimes people will lash out. They'll hit somebody or they'll get mad and they'll yell and they'll scream and they'll stomp off. But you know what? How does Jesus want us to act? Jesus wants us to be kind and to be loving, to put others first, not ourselves. Let's pray and ask Him to help us to think about others and to put others first. Dear Lord, the story of the disciples is in some ways a sad one. They were fighting to be first and to be best, when really You, who are the best, who should be first, You were able to show them that what they were doing was wrong. Lord, come into our hearts and give us Your Spirit so that we can be more and more like You. We can follow Your example. Amen. We have a new memory verse this week, John 13:15. It says, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you." What does Jesus want us to do? He wants us to follow Him, to follow His example, to do what He has done, and that we are to do that for others. I want to be that way, don't you? All right, let's sing the memory verse from John 13:15 together.
John 13:15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
You should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.